ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hello, welcome back. We are starting segment two with lifestyle and weight loss coach Kwabe Agbayegbe. She's Atlanta-based. She is in studio and she's fantastic. So we're going to jump into some exercise questions. Kwabe, what kind of exercise program do you advocate for your clients?
Well, what I do with most of my clients, especially the ones who have never exercised, mm-hmm. I try to get them into the mode of doing something at least 3 to 5 times a week. Mm-hmm. And it could be just 10 minutes. And for me, it's all about getting them to move. Most of them, I recommend walking because that's something that most people can do without having to join a gym or mm-hmm. to purchase some kind of equipment. My goal is to get my clients moving 3 to 5 times a week to up to 45 minutes. But I normally start with 10 minutes and I tell them to find something they enjoy, not mm-hmm. something that their husband likes, not something that their best friend likes, something that they truly enjoy. Because over time, if they don't like it, they're going to give up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's so true. That's what studies have shown. It has to be something you enjoy. Maybe you're building a skill. Doing it for your hips and waistline doesn't ever last.
No. You have to really enjoy doing it and then you can do it over time and it doesn't bother you. You'd want to get up and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you just say start with 10 minutes and then periodically they can increase it?
Yes. I normally tell them 10 minutes and as they, you know, because I normally work with them every mm-hmm. week and then we try to up the scale. We're like, okay, so now 10 minutes, you're enjoying it, you can do it, let's do 15. Okay. And the beauty of it is, after a while, they start running because, mm-hmm. you know, they start jogging a little bit and some of them have done 5K races. But it's amazing how you can start off small and then all of a sudden you just build up on it and then you're doing all these amazing things.
It's amazing what you can just push yourself to do just starting with baby steps.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel overwhelming when it's just baby steps.
No, it doesn't.
A great idea, great way to get into motivation.
Yes.
Because that's one of the things you talked about in our segment one was about mindset. So all of our listeners, go back and listen to segment one if you didn't catch it.
Yes.
You know, how do you really get people motivated? You said you wanted to look at the why and change their mindset.
Yes.
What do you do to do that?
Yeah. Now, when I ask them the why, I try to find out exactly why they want to lose weight. And for some of them, it really is. And the ones that really work the most are the ones that really dig deep and realize that it's really for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're losing weight for someone else, it never lasts. Because what if the person doesn't see you the same way or doesn't even notice that you're losing the weight? Mm-hmm. And I try to get people to tap into who they are. Because once you can do that, you can really figure out, okay, you know what? I really want to do this for me, which means putting yourself as a priority. And that's what I tell my clients when they come to me. You need to make yourself a priority and know that you matter. You deserve to exercise. And the other thing is I tell my clients to look at exercise as a gift that they give to themselves as opposed to doing it to get something out of. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when you do it to get something out of, you have a time frame. And when you don't lose the weight in that time frame, you get upset, you get discouraged, and sometimes you stop.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell my clients, look at exercise as a gift you give to yourself. And over time, you'll lose the weight, you'll mm-hmm. get healthy, you'll get stronger. But don't put a time limit on it. Just look mm-hmm. at it as a gift.
That's true. Again, so you're not setting yourself up for some expectation.
Yeah.
So for our listener, if that doesn't have you in the room with them, you just tell them, you know, try to think of what your motivations are and really dig deep so you find something that really resonates with you. Okay. That's really, really helpful. And now what if you've been losing weight and you hit a plateau? You know, how can you help get shaken up and get moving again?
I always like to ask my clients, what have they been doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's changed? Or if they're doing the same thing over and again, I want to see what it is. I like the idea of a food journal because that shows me exactly when you're eating and how often you're eating. Mm-hmm. We can look at that. We can also look at your exercise patterns. How are those? But I always believe that if you haven't reached your ideal healthy weight, you can still lose more depending on, you can tweak maybe some of the foods that you're eating, the times that you're eating, the portion sizes, and then your exercise routine. What are you doing? Do we need you to move a little bit more? Or maybe you need to include weights and just switch things up a little bit. And then I'll get them on a new routine and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 weeks, they come back and I'm like, okay, what's going on? How do you feel? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can reevaluate.
And you talked about that food journal earlier on segment one and again now. And I think that really makes sense, especially there's so much that we eat mindlessly.
Exactly.
And you brought that up, fixing food for the child and, you know, grabbing a bite here or there. But we got to write it all down.
You have to. Exactly. And I really refer to that as fog eating, because you're kind of in the fog. You're not really aware. Mm-hmm. And it's like there are different things going around you. I liken it to someone sitting down and watching a movie or watching something really interesting, and they have a bag of chips and they're eating, and they don't realize until mm-hmm. the bag of chips is empty that it's like, oh, it's empty. And they could have sworn it wasn't them because they weren't even aware.
They were just
not even aware of what was going on around them, but mm-hmm. they finished it. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, with a bag of chips, for instance, the calories there, it's just really empty calories, because you're still going to be hungry.
Right.
So, and I try to make my clients become aware. And that's where the mindful, you know, mm-hmm. you have to be really mindful and be aware, because mm-hmm. you can't really fog eat and be aware, which is a great thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially if you have to report it to Kwavi. So you want them, but it's not just about writing on what you ate. It's about writing how you felt afterwards too, to identify those
patterns. That is key, because the other type of eating that I talk about also is called storm eating, where you're eating because you are emotionally charged. Mm-hmm. So it could be that you're really angry, or you're really sad, or, you know, it's based on an emotion. Mm-hmm. And when you eat in that way, you're eating, you're not hungry.
You're not eating to fill a hunger. You're eating to drown out the emotional.
Yes. But the thing is, even after you eat that, the emotional issue is still there.
Yes. And you're probably mad at yourself for eating it.
Eating it, and you feel into that guilt. So I try, whenever that happens with any of my clients, I try to tell them to just, you know, just once mm-hmm. you go through the storm eating, get back to eating your fuel foods again. Mm-hmm. Because if you stay stuck in that, it's just a repetitive cycle. Yes. You just keep going. And then you gain the weight and you wonder, okay, why am I, if I gained the weight? And you go back and you try to do a diet because that's a quick way to lose it. And we're all about quick fixes. We want something quickly. And
Only way is sustainable. You're right. So food journal, write down what you're eating and how you felt.
Okay. That's important.
So I love giving people actionable tips like that. And so that was a great one. You know, what are some others, you know, what you use in your own life? Because you're obviously, for all of our listeners, you can't see her right now. You can go to her website, but she's in amazing shape. So what do you do to stay healthy?
Well, what I do is the food, I follow the food thing. Mm-hmm. I only eat when I'm hungry. But I eat small portions, but I eat like 5 to 6 times a day. Mm-hmm. And I take my lunch with me. I take food with me wherever I go. Because, you know, sometimes you think you're going to be home at a certain time. You might not be. And I don't like to be hungry like most people. I'm hungry, I'm going to eat whatever. And I try to avoid that by having my food with me and snacks in my car all the time. Mm-hmm. With regards to exercise, I like to exercise in the morning. I have 2 young boys, so I have to do my exercise early in the morning. I work at 5:15. That works for me. Yeah, and I also like to run. So I'll do that when my boys are playing soccer. I can just kind of get a quick run in.
You just like run around the field
or something? Run around the field. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. And those are typical for me. The working out in the morning, the running, and then the fuel foods. I try to make sure I have those in my car ready wherever I go.
So what are some fuel foods that you can keep in your car? You mentioned kale and spinach. Yeah. Not so easy to keep in my car, especially not in Atlanta.
No. I normally have like nuts. I'll have a banana, I'll have a piece of orange. But normally nuts. I have nuts all over my car.
Preferably in containers, right?
And that's the other thing. You can overeat on healthy foods. I always tell my clients, portion. You know, put them in little baggies. I do that all the time. I, you know, put them in certain bags so that they're ready to go.
Okay. Yeah. So portion control by putting them into little single serving baggies before you even start.
Don't get the whole bag and start taking, I'm going to take a little bit. No, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You'll overeat without even realizing it.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy with nuts.
Yes.
All right. And, you know, any other tips in our last 20 seconds for people with families?
Yeah. Now, for mothers, try not. The one thing I want to advise, and I mentioned it before, is when you're eating, try and let your kids eat themselves. Mm-hmm. Don't try and say, okay, I'm going to eat. No, just have your own plate and eat. Sit down and eat.
Yeah.
Because as mothers, we're like, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. And you're not hungry. And then when you finally sit down to eat, you're really hungry and you're going to overeat.
Don't forget about yourself.
Yeah.
That's
put yourself first sometimes. It's so important.
For all of our parents to hear, mothers, fathers, caregivers, put yourself first, put your health first. This was an awesome segment, Kwavi. Thank you so much for joining
us.
Time flew. For all of our listeners, you can learn more about our program and coaching at www.kwavi.com or on Facebook at Kwavi and on Twitter at Kwavi Agbeyebe, AGBEYEGBE. I'll also be tweeting to her if you miss it. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.